From Hollywood, it's the Smiley Burdette Show.
Well, I might have gone fishing.
Might have gone fishing.
Got to thinking it over.
Thinking it over.
The road to the river.
Ooh, it's a mighty long way.
It's a mighty long way.
It's the Smiley Burdette Show, transcribed with music for the Whippoorwills, songs by Georgia Brown and the Gay Rancheros, yours truly, Joe Slattery, and starring the clown prince of Western pictures, Smiley Burdette.
It's my lazy day.
Now then, front and center comes our illustrious star. You know, he's made all kinds of money. The only trouble is he can't pass it. Smiley Burnett!
Not bad there, say.
Oh, say, let's wait a minute. Before we start, who wrote down the titles of the tunes you're going to play today here?
I did. Why?
Well, this writing's so scrawly, I can't tell which way is right side up. Look, hey, why don't you learn to use the typewriter?
Oh, Smiley? I can typewrite all right. I use the biblical system.
No, you mean the touch system.
I don't mean no such thing. I mean the biblical system. Seek and ye shall find. Say, talking about my handwriting, Slattery,
yeah.
I used to catch the dickens from the teachers in school.
Mm-hmm.
Old Lady Brumley in the fourth grade said to me one time, she said, Smiley, why don't you learn to write so I can read it? I said, well, shucks, if I do, you'll just jump on me about my spelling. Old Lady Brumley was the roughest teacher I ever had, Joe.
Was it?
In fact, she was the only one to ever give me a zero during the whole time I was in school. One day she says to me, Smiley, she said, how many wars was Spain engaged in during the 17th century? I said, seven, teacher. She said, well, that's right. Name them.
Well, could you name them?
Sure. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7.
Ain't she sweet? See her coming down the street. Now I ask you very confidentially. Ain't she sweet? Ain't she nice? Look her over once or twice. Now I ask you very confidentially, ain't she nice?
Just cast an eye in her direction. Oh me, oh my, ain't that perfection, baby?
I repeat, don't you think she's kind of neat? Now I ask you very confidentially, ain't she?
For the sponsor, but I want to finish this. As I was saying, we was about 2 hours out, see,
mm-hmm.
And I says to the pilot, I says, well, how are we doing? He said, well, we're lost, but man, we're really making time. Now, friends, it's time to hear a few words from the sponsor of our show.
Thank you.
those Whipper Wheels do a fine job on that.
Smiley.
Speaking of a good job, I'm really looking forward to hearing this tune that Sweet Georgia Brown's going to sing right now. It's A Lonesome Old Town. Everybody listen now.
It's a lonesome old town when you're not around. I'm blue as I can be. I never knew how much I missed you, but now I can plainly see it's a lonesome old town when you're not around.
Sometime this week, I want you to come over and meet some house guests that I've got over there. Oh, my place is just jam-packed with people from back east. Paul Dennis brought his family out for a little visit, and boy, he's got a bunch of kids. They're cute, too. Friendliest little fellas you ever saw. Now, little Charlie, his daddy told me he started a school last term, and the teacher said to him, said, "What's your name, little boy?" And Charles says, "Charles." Well, she says, "Charles what?" Well, he says, "Well, that's okay," says. "You can call me Charles." Wasn't that cute?
Yeah, well.
And Paul Jr., the teacher asked him one day, he said, "What was George Washington noted for?" Well, Paul Jr. says, "His memory." Well, now she says, "What makes you think his memory was so great?" Well, little Paul says, "Well, they erected a monument to it." Oh, kids, they do some cute things, don't they?
Yeah, really,
I made some cute mistakes, too, when I was a school kid, don't you reckon? A teacher told me one time to paraphrase this sentence. She says, "He was bent on seeing her."
Yeah, well, could you do it?
Well, I tried. I wound up with something like this. The sight of her doubled him up. Well, we make an honest effort on this program to bring you a little variety and do something different. I don't know whether you could call this show a Western show or a variety show. At any rate, we've worked up a little number here now. We hope you enjoy. It's called The Roll Piano.
There's a furniture store way out on Main Street. In the back, all the kids gather round. There's an old beat-up piano with a paper roll inside. Inside, the wheels and bellows knock and pound. You pump it with your feet and soon the music has got the place to jump in like a pro. Cake, walking, jitterbugging, black bottom and the Charleston. Boogie, tango, rumble, walk the dough. The roll in the front is fascinating. A million little holes and strange designs. The words are printed on the sides and everybody sings their favorite tune, of course, Sweet Adeline. They sit and pretend they're doing the playing. Each kid hopes his turn comes pretty soon. Like turning back a page of recollection when the roll piano beats you out of tune.
Today, everybody listen. My thought for today is, think, there must be a harder way. Oh, we've had fun, though. Say, folks, this is old Smiley Burnett saying, speak well of me, and I'll just dare you to talk about me.
Bye now.
You've been listening to the Smiley Burnett Show with Georgia Brown and the Rancheros, music by the Whippoorwills, starring Smiley Burnett and the piano player today, Smiley Rotchie. Joe Slattery speaking. The Smiley Burnett Show is produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Radio Zarks.